This year is sponsored by Ilei Nishmas Hinda Rivka Bat Rav Avram.
Okay, Hilchot Tefillin, Siman Lamed Dalet, Seif Dalet. Lo yaniach shetei azugot bekis echad. You should not put both the Tefillin shel Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam in the same bag. She'echad mehem huchol ve'asur lanichol bekis tefillin. Because one of them is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he holds one is chol, and one is for the mitzvah of tefillin. And so therefore, you can't switch one for the other. If, obviously, you designated one bag for both of them initially, then it's okay. But once one gets a status of only Kedusha, or more Kadosh, and the other one is only Chol, then you can't be switching them around. You can have one bag that's for both. Like if you have a safe, you can have a safe in your house and have it for a Sefer Torah and your silver or your money. Because you designated for that initially. You just make sure each one has its own siman, so you don't get mixed up. So they don't get mixed up. Okay. Siman lamed hey. Si'if aleph. Nahagu. B'minyan ha-shitin lichtov b'shelyad shiv'a shitin b'chol parsha. So the minhag is for the shelyad to have seven lines. V'shal Rosh, arba'a shitin. And for Rosh, it's four lines. V'im shina, but if you change the number of lines, lo pasal, it's not pasal, it's only nahagu. And if the parchment that you have available, obviously this is not so common, but if you have a parchment that's only a certain dimension, and the only way it's going to work is if you switch the number of shitin, it's fine. It just the lines are not miyakev. Okay. Siman lamed vav. Si'if aleph. Tzarich ledakdek biktivat otiot. So we have to be very careful on how we write the otiot. That is done correctly. Shelot tishtanet surat shum achat mehen. So that surah, the proper shape, the surah of every letter, cannot be different. V'lot, and it's supposed to be exactly based on your or our Mesorah. V'lot tidmeh le'acheret. And it should not, you can't have one letter that you're making look like a different letter. That's obviously completely me'akev. As far as lechadchila, you want to make sure it has the ideal tzura of our Mesorah. But as long as it looks like that letter, even if it's not perfect, it's still kasher. As long as it looks like that letter. If an aleph looks like an aleph, it's kasher. Ulechadchila yichtov biktivat tama. And it should be written, here at the Ramah, when it says ktivat tama, it means also, ideally based on your Mesorah, v'hu yadua eitzel ha-sofrim. So the sofrim know how to do it. How to write. Mihu im shina b'tzurat ha-ketav eno pasul. Ramah clearly just states what I said. If it's written incorrectly, not like your Mesorah, but it still looks like an aleph looks like an aleph, even if it's not the way you want it. Eno pasul. It's not pasul, but it still looks like it. Okay. Bet. Kol ot tzricha liyot golem echad. The entire letter must be one complete solid letter. L'kach tzarich liyot benekuda sh'ala aleph shi kemin yod. So on the aleph, you have the diagonal line, or also called the gag, and on top of it, on the one on each side, you have a little yod. And it has to be connecting. It can't be apart. It would be yudei ashin, same with the yudei ashin, v'ha'ayin, v'acharei tzadi. All these letters, even though there's a pieces of a yod attached to it, that's how it's made. All of them shihyu nogeot ba'ot. They all must be all these little pieces, these extra little yudin that make up the tsura of the ot. It all has to be attached to the main ot. Nothing can be apart. Ube'achat she'ena nogeot psulin. If there's one area that's even that's not touching even a hairline, it's pasul. I just gave examples, those are the, but it's the same by all the otiot. Again, if it still looks like the letter, but it's just not touching, you can fix it. It's puzzle now, but you can fix it, and it's not a problem of shelo kesidran when it comes to mezuzah and tefillin. chutz mehe vekuf. Those are the two obvious exceptions. She'ein liga haregel bagag. Actually, there it's not allowed. The legs are not allowed to touch the gag or the roof of the letter. Ve'im naga pasal. And if it touched, then it's pasal. Okay. Tzarich l'tayeg she'anez gets. So the halacha is these letters. It's the these letters shin ayin tet nun zayin gimel tzadi. We're supposed to put what we call crowns. Those are three lines. V'asofrim nagul atayeg otiyot achirot. Nasofrim also have custom of being metayeg other letters. For example, bedek chaya. Those letters, bedek chaya, those six letters, are supposed to get one line. Instead of three little tagging, it gets one line. And on the top of the line, it has like a little round little circle on the top. And if it doesn't have that little round little circle, that also counts. It's still called a crown. And if you're missing any of these tagging, it's not pasal. It's okay. And you can also do the tagging much later. You don't have to do the tagging as you go along, which is actually what, I don't know if majority of Sofrim, but certainly Sofrim, they do write it, and then sometimes they give it to someone else who just writes the tagging separately. That's his separate job. Okay. Next, Siman. Lamed Zayin. Seif Aleph. Gadol Sechar Mitzvah Tefillin. Mikol mi she'eno menicham hu bichlal poshe'e Yisrael begufan. Okay, it's a great schar for someone who wears tefillin. And anyone who does not wear them is considered among poshe'e Yisrael with their body. Now, obviously, as we're talking about someone who considers the mitzvah of tefillin completely unimportant and he doesn't want to wear them, he doesn't care to wear them, that's what we're talking about. Someone who wants to wear them but doesn't have a clean body, that's certainly not who we're talking about. Si'if bet. Mitzvatan liyotam alav kol hayom. There's a mitzvah to wear tefillin all day long. Aval mipnei shetzrichim guf naki shelo yafiach behem v'lo yasiach da'atel mehem. But since we have to keep our body clean and keep our mind on our tefillin, now the main kavanah here, when it says guf naki, it means it's referring to passing gas or relieving oneself with gedolim. And not having bad thoughts in your mind. Ideally, you should be thinking about your tefillin, but that's not exactly possible for all of us to always be thinking about our tefillin. So that's not the ikar kavana. Ve'en kol adam yacholi zeher behem. But people can't be so careful all day long. Nahagu shelola hanicham kol ayom. So therefore, the minhag has become not to wear them. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to wear them. Just the minhag is not to wear them all day long. Umikol makom tzarich kol adam zeher behem liyotam alav bishat kriyat shema utfila. But one should at least be very careful to wear them during Kriyat Shema and Tefillah every day. Yeah, that's also, you're not supposed to have any tzoa on your body. That's okay, without saying. Very good. Gimel, Si'if Gimel. Katan hayodea lishmor tefillin b'tahora, shelo yishan v'lo yafiach behem. A katan who knows how to watch his body, or to take care of the tefillin and not be to treat it with kavod and treat it with tahara, to not passing gas or relieving himself or not sleeping with them. The Rama continues, v'shalo likanes b'm leveit ha-kise, and his katan that's careful not to enter the restroom. And so chayav aviv liknot lo tefillin lechanko. So a father is obligated to buy his son, even though he's a katan, tefillin, in order to accustom him in the mitzvah, like all mitzvahs chinuch. Rama, v'yesh omrim, dahai katan, what kind of a katan are we talking about? Davka kishu ben shloshasar shanim v'yom echad. Only a katan who is 13 years. So what's a 13-year-old son that's a katan? They say he's referring to, we know he doesn't have two hairs yet, no pubic hairs. So then he's not a real gadol. And some do have a custom that a katan should wear it when he is much younger. What's it called? Perhaps some did have a custom from, let's say, 2 years younger, from age 11. The more common customs that we're more familiar with is 2-3 months. Probably the most common custom, but I don't know, is 1 month. And some will start wearing it only the day of. Certainly, I would practice wearing it before. I don't know, but wearing it during davening, so that's more on the custom of the family, and there's no 100% what it has to be. But certainly practice putting it on and off before their bar mitzvah so that they can do the mitzvah properly on the day. And the Rama writes that the practice is only when they're 13 years old, not a month before. Although I believe the minhag for most Ashkenazim is to start 1 month before and many 2 or 3 months before. But I don't know. Check your community. Siman lamechet. Cholei me'ayim patur mitfilin. So one, Seif Aleph. So someone who has cholei me'ayim. Not sure the best translation, but a stomach sickness, intestinal. He's patur from wearing tefillin. Haga, afilu ein lo tsar. Even if he has no pain. In other words, he has no pain. He can concentrate. And it could be even right now, he doesn't even have an urge to use the restroom. Well, look, so let's finish the Ramah first, and we'll go back. Aval she'ar chole, but every other chole, there's nothing to do with relieving oneself in gedolim, nothing to do with passing gas. Aval she'ar chole, im itzta'er b'chol yov, enda tomi yushav alav, if someone is really meets the air. He's sick. He can't concentrate. He's in agony. Patur. He's totally patur from wearing tefillin all day. V'im lav, chayav. But if you're able to concentrate, just because you're sick, you're still chayav to wear tefillin. What's different is cholei me'ayim. Here you're patur the whole day. What is cholei me'ayim? It's not 100% clear what cholei me'ayim is, but probably one of the best ways to think of it is if someone, the Rambam writes, for example, if somebody, he knows at any time during the day, he might have to relieve himself. Diarrhea, shilshul, he might have to relieve himself. And when he does, he won't be able to hold it in. He won't have time to take off his tefillin, or you will have just enough time. But the point is, it's not normal. You know, normally a person, you know, when he needs to go, he can, he's able to hold it in, you know, however long he needs to, and so that he's not in a panic or in a rush. But when a person has pain and he needs to go, you know, more than usual, person has pain and needs to go and he's in a rush. So when a person's in a state like that, then you're patur from wearing tefillin all day, even during Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. However, if a person knows, well, let's read the next halacha and then we'll clarify Aleph. Mi shabari lo she'enu yacho, lihit palel belo hafacha. If a person knows, hold on, I know I've got a stomach issues, but I know for the next 10 minutes, I can definitely hold it in, I can definitely not pass gas. As mutav shi avor zaman atfila, misha barilo she'enu yachol yitpala b'lo hafacha. A person knows he cannot hold himself back. As soon as he's going to have to pass gas, he's going to pass gas. So then mutav shi avor zaman atfila mimash yitpala b'lo guf naki. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, not only can he not put on tefillin, he can't even daven. V'im yir'elo shi yuchal lehamir atzmo b'guf naki bishat kriyat shema. Yaniach tefillin bein ahava kriyat shema vivarech. If a person knows that he can hold himself for 10 minutes. So then he should daven, and between the end of Ava Rabba or Ava Tolam, and before Kriyat Shema, right, Bein HaPrakim, then you say the bracha of Tefillin and you put them on, and you'll have them on for Kriyat Shema, and you can take them off right after Kriyat Shema or right after Shemona Esra. Hakol lefi inyan. Everyone's sickness is different. Everyone's capability is different. And basically, if you know you're going to have a short time, then it's a question. You're chayav or better, you should wear tefillin, at least for a minimal amount, whatever you think is 100% safe where you're not going to have any accidents. Okay, but for all day long, that's when you're patur and you obviously will not be wearing it all day. Gimel, Siv Gimel. Nashim v'avadim p'turim mitfilin. So women and slaves are patur from wearing tefillin. Bipnei shehu, and of course, we're talking about avadim knanim. Bipnei shehu mitzvat asei shezman grama. Because they're not obligated in time-bound mitzvat. And tefillin is time-bound. Haga, v'im hanashim rotzin lachmir al atzman, mochim biyadan. So the Rama writes, and if the women want to be machmir on themselves, we definitely encourage them not to, or we tell them not to. Okay, Seif Dalet. Hameniach tefillin sarich lizeher mihirhu ar ta'avat isha. When a person puts on tefillin, he has to be careful from having any improper thoughts, such as thinking about thoughts with a woman. I'll just mention real quick, we're all familiar that we know that Michal Bat Shaul wore tefillin, and we know that women could wear tefillin as a mitzvah, even though they're not obligated. But the point is, it's a mitzvah. They want to make sure that someone's always clean with them, and also because there is an opinion that it could be called beged, it's like a beged ish, and also some poskim point out also has to do in particular nowadays with feminism, that it's we want to distance ourselves from that. Okay, to continue the Rama and Dalit, v'im e efshar lo below hirhurim, and if a person can't control himself, he's going to be thinking about improper things. Rama writes, "Mutav shalola nicham." You can't control yourself. Don't wear them. All right. Hopefully, we can all control ourselves at least during davening. Okay. Hey. Avel biyom rishon asur laniach tefillin. Mikan ve'elech chayav. And Avel, someone who's sitting shiva, after the burial on the first day, is not allowed to wear tefillin when he comes back home from the kvura. But from the next day and on, then he has to, like everyone else. Afilu bao panim chadashot. Even, even if new people come to be menachem him, still that's not doesn't matter. He's still chayev to wear tefillin. Siv vav. B'tisha b'av chayevin b'tefillin. When it comes to on Tisha b'av, we all wear chayev to wear tefillin. Some have the custom only to wear it in the afternoon. Some in the morning. Some do it at home in the morning before with Kriyat Shema before coming to shul. I believe the more prevalent minhag is to say it only in the afternoon, but still chayev. Zayin, chatan v'shushpinav. Pirush, Re'av Hasmechim Imo. The Kol B'nei Chupa Paturi, Achatan, and all those who are coming to be Mesameach with him at the wedding, and everyone at the wedding, Paturim, everyone is Paturim from wearing tefillin. Mishum the Shchiach, Shichrut, V'Kalot Rosh. Because it's very common that people drink and have Kalut Rosh, lightheadedness. So during the wedding, they should not be wearing tefillin. But certainly they should be wearing tefillin. They should wear it for chakras in the morning. Okay. Let's see. Chet. Kotvei tefillin u mezizot. Hem v'tagareim v'tagrei tagareim v'chol ha'oskim b'imlachet shamayim p'turim me'anachat tefillin kol hayom zulat pishat kriyat shema tefila. So people who are writing tefillin mezuzot, all of them and all this, the merchants involved, and then everybody who's being osek in melachet shamayim, they're p'turim from wearing tefillin all day long, except during kriyat shema and tefila. Right, at least once a day, and in particular during kriyat shema and tefila. And if they had to, if they had to be working during Kriyat Shema and Tefila, as Turim Kriyat Shema Utfila Utfilin, if they're in a situation where they're pater from Kriyat Shema and Tefila, they're also pater from Tefillin at the same time. The whole Osek b'mitzvah pater b'mitzvah acheret, because whenever one is osek in a mitzvah, you're pater from another mitzvah. Im tzarich litroach achar acheret. So the Rama qualifies. If it's going to be extra difficult to do the extra mitzvah that you're adding on. But if you're able to do both of them with minimal or no extra difficulty, az yaaseh shtehem, then you need to do both. Tet. Someone is, he's very uncomfortable. He's not feeling well. And he can't concentrate. So then he's patur. Because a person cannot be have their mind completely removed from that feeling. Yud. Patur ma'anachat tefillin kol hayom zulat pishat kriyat shema tefillah. A person is also learning Torah. So then he's patur from wearing tefillin all day long. Yir Aleph, lo yachalotz tefillin mifnei rabba. One should not remove his tefillin in front of his Rebbe. Ala yifne litzad acher mifnei eimato, but you should go to the side because of fear from him. V'yachalotz shelo befanav, and you should take them off, not in front of them. So this was certainly the halakha or the practice when they wore them for much longer periods of time. To the best of my knowledge, people are not nisar in this nowadays because everybody takes them off right away after tefillah, and it's not considered a lack of kavod to your Rebbe to not have them, to not be wearing your tefillin. Yud bet. Now, if you have, you need to buy tefillin u'mezuzah, but you only have money to buy, but you don't have enough money to buy it for both. Which one comes first? Tefillin kodmin. So tefillin comes before. Because it's a mitzvah begufo. And it's also, the Mishnah Berurah also writes, the kedushat of tefillin is greater than the ketusha of a mezuzah. So that's two reasons why tefillin is kodmin. Yir gemel, menuda umetzora, asurim laniach tefillin. Someone who's a menuda or a metzora, who's been excommunicated, put in nidui, or is a metzora, he's not allowed to wear tefillin. This is based on the psukim and the gemara, it's a whole discussion, but that's the final psak over here. I think we'll stop.